many of our tefillos are written in a beautiful, poetic form. Some are written as an acrostic, which spells out the author's name. One of the more famous examples of this is in the Lecha Dodi, written by Rabbi Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz, in which his name, Shlomo Halevi, each letter introducing a new paragraph. Sometimes in our tefillos, we find the choice of the Aleph Beis, like we find in Ashrei, as well as in what we'll be reading in a week tonight, Eicha, Lamentations. The difficulty is, why do we choose this particular format of writing in the Aleph Beis? There is clearly special significance to reciting the Aleph Beis Tefillos, such as an Ashrei. So significant is the Ashrei that the Talmud tells us that Kol Omer Tehillah David B'chol Yom Shosh Pa'amim Muftoch Lo Shu Ben Om Haba. By reciting this prayer, you're guaranteed a portion of the world to come. And the Talmud provides one of the reasons is Mishum De'asi B'alf Beis, because of this Alf Beis format. It's difficult to understand. I could understand on some level that the tefillos, before there was a sidur, before one was able to open up a prayer book and to be able to pray within, to have it in such a format that each sentence begins with the Aleph and then the Beis and so on and so forth, that'll be easier for us to be able to remember that particular tefillah. But it's clear by the Talmud, the Gemara is telling us that there's greater significance. But what exactly is this? On Eicha, the Gemara asks the question. The Talmud in Sanhedrin wonders, why in fact is Lamentations written in such a manner? And the Gemara answers this question and tells us, because we violated the mitzvos which are found within the Torah, which shenitna b'alef beis, in which has the letters of the alef beis in it, and therefore appropriately that we should read Eicha to focus and realize that we did not observe the Torah properly. What exactly does this Gemara mean? Of course, the Torah is written in Aleph Beis. Those are the letters of our alphabet. What exactly is this coming to tell us? Every word that we say in the Hebrew language is Aleph Beis. So why do we need to write it in such a manner? To answer this question, we must understand the original Tisha B'Av. The original reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was also on this day of Tisha B'Av, going back many years in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who sent forth the Meraglim, 12 spies, to determine the status of Canaan that they would soon be entering upon crossing the Jordan. And as we know, 10 of the Meraglim gave forth an evil report, with the exception of Yehoshua and Kalev. The Torah tells us, Vayahas Kalev es ha'am, Vayomer alon nale v'yirashnu osa. Kalev silenced everyone in the presence of Moshe and said that we certainly can go and inherit this land. Ki yachol nuchala, we're able to do so. And then immediately afterwards, v'anashim asher olu imo, The people that were watching and seeing the exact same thing, their response was, Lo nuchal alos el'am. We cannot do so. There is no way we can ascend to that people. After all, ki chazaku mimenu, for they are too strong for us. What exactly is this debate? They saw the same thing. On one hand, the 10 spies apparently are right, because they were giants. They had fortified cities. How could we possibly defeat them? And what is Kolev's initial statement, saying that we are able to defeat them? Don't these Meraglim realize that we also have the potential of winning? What exactly was this debate between Kolev and the rest of the spot? And I believe what's going on is that the spies, who they themselves, the Torah testifies, were good people, they're ksherim. They looked at the wilderness, and they saw the mun fall down, and they saw water, and they saw the shelter of the Anani HaKavod, and they realized it was not supposed to be that way forever. They understood that at one point, they will need to take care of themselves in order to be able to function, to survive, and to eat. One would need to be able to plant and to harvest their own crops. And when it would come to the wars, to the battles, we would have to fight our own battles. And they looked at this natural phenomenon, and they said, there is no way we can physically win this war on our own. But their mistake, as Kolev is teaching us, as well as Yeshua, why are we able to win? Because although it's true, entering Canaan, we will not have the same level of dependency upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that does not mean Hashem would completely disassociate Himself from the Klal Yisrael. He would still be with us. He would still be there to assist, and ultimately for us to be able to conquer. On this, the Torah tells us, V'tisa kol eida, v'yidnu es kolam. Jewish people, upon hearing this apparent terrible news by the 10 spies, raised their voice, V'yivcha am b'layla ha'hu, and they cried on that night. And on this, the famous Chazal, they cried on that night for all future generations. Hashem says, you cried a cry for nothing, a weeping without a cause. I will give you a weeping for all generations. I will give you something really to cry about. And I believe the overarching concept of what happened on Tisha B'Av is the belief system that God is no longer involved in our world, that we are no longer connected to Him, that He is no longer connected to us. And that devastation of thinking that we no longer have a relationship with Hashem is what the Meraglim felt and were able to deliver the same message to the Jewish people. On this, Rabbi Schwab explains that this is the symbolism of the Aleph Beis. If you look at the Aleph Beis, and you would hear someone recite the Aleph Beis, and they would say, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, you know that the next letter is a He, followed by a Vav, and then a Zayin. The Aleph Beis is in a very clear pattern. It's in a specific Seder, specific order. The Aleph Beis represents Teva, nature. That things happen just the way that they should. And this mistake, the Aleph Beis, which is sequence, which is predictable, is Eicha. This is why the Aleph Beis is found in Eicha. Because this was our original mistake. Our mistake of thinking that we are only going to be able to now live in a Teva, in a nature world, in a world without God intervening, without God involved in our lives, without God uplifting ourselves, L'mal min ha-teva, above nature. Kalev and Yeshua understood that this relationship will never be severed. It will never change. And therefore, when we recite Eicha, we realize the devastation of the Klal Yisrael thinking that we can function without God, that we can function like any other nation. The Jewish people, as small as we are, with anti-Semitism continuously rearing its ugly head, naturally, based on Teva, we should not exist. Solely based on nature, we should not be surviving. But look at us. We're here. Despite all of the different tragedies, the Holocaust, the pogrom, all the terrible accusations with Elilas Dam, the blood libel, and the lies, we're still here. But how? How is this possible? And the answer is because the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish nation, are connected to Nitzchias, eternality. Because when we connect to Hashem, who is eternal, we are able to live l'mala min ha-teva, above natural order. And this, if you look at all the powerhouses throughout history, they went up and now they're down. But for some reason, we're the constant. Things don't change. And that's because we do not live in the Aleph Beis Gimel world. We live in a world in which we must be above nature to be able to survive. The very first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that God created as Hashemayim v'Haaretz, the heavens and the earth. On this, the Baal HaTurim asks the famous question, why do we begin the Torah with a beis? Wouldn't it make more sense that we should start with an aleph? And one could similarly ask this question when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, that when it comes to the Talmud, we start on page 2, daf beis, no aleph. But why? So the Baal HaTurim tells us, Shulkach pasach b'beis v'lo b'alef. The reason why we begin with a beis, l'fi shebeis he lashon bracha, v'alef lashon arira. That God would not want to start with an aleph, for the aleph is the first letter in arira, curse. And so much better to start with a beis, which represents bracha. Why do we say that a beis is necessarily bracha? There are many words that start with the letter beis which are not so good. Baal is an avodah zarah, one of the worst idols in our history. An aleph could stand for ahava, love. What greater thing is there than that? What exactly is the Baal HaTurim telling us? The Baal HaTurim is telling us, based on the words of Rav Schwab, that we cannot live based on Teva, starting with an Aleph, and going systemically to a Beis and to a Gimel. If we will function on that level, then it's a rira. It's a curse to us. Because we cannot function kechol ha-goyim, like all the other nations of the world, without God. But rather we must start with a base, not in the correct order, because it recognizes that we are not teva. We are above nature. We do not do things in a predictable manner, because Hashem can elevate us above that which seems to be predictable. Bereishis, we must start with a base. And when we acknowledge that we are connected to God, that is bracha. That in itself is blessing. Schwab further explains that this is the danger. The danger is that when we lose sight of Hashem and we wish to act kechol ha-goyim, like all the nations of the world, the Bnei Yisrael, when they wished to appoint a king in Sefer Shmuel, wanted a king in exclusion to God. To appoint a king, there's nothing wrong, the Torah says it's permissible. But they wanted to be kechol ha-goyim, just like any other nation. I do not need God. We're able to function based on teva, based on the Aleph Beis sequence. When we try to function based on teva, it can only lead to destruction. This is the Aleph Beis, our desire to act without the presence of God. There's no coincidence that this month, today is Rosh Chodesh Av, the month of Aleph Beis. Av is spelled Aleph Beis, which tells us that this is the month of sequence. This is the month of nature. Just like those Meraglim, they felt that they could function. They must only be able to function without God. And when we start to look in that way, the Meraglim were correct. We would have been destroyed on that level. And when we choose to continue to function on this level, unfortunately, in Chodesh Av, in a month of an Aleph Beis, that will be a month of sequence which will result to destruction. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We are supposed to take the Torah which is also eternal, which is not Aleph Beis, but starts with the Beis, and to say that it's not a text, but it's something in which transcends the natural. It's something which elevates us and connects us to something which is eternal. In this month, we call this month Menachem Av, a month of Aleph Beis, correct. But yet, we also wish to ask for consolement and comfort. But where is this Menachem Av? How are we able to derive this comfort? In our Parsha, in Parshas Maaseh, the Chidah notices something quite remarkable. In the first four words, Ela Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, these are the travelings of the Jewish people wandering about aimlessly in the wilderness. The letters that begin Eilem Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, an Aleph, a Mem, a Beis, and a Yud, represent the four exiles of the Jewish people. Edom, Rome, Mitzrayim, Egypt, Bavel, Babylonia, and for Yisrael, the Yud, Yavan, in the story of Hanukkah and the Greeks. We constantly live in a state of tragedy, wandering around in our gullus, in our exile. And the question is, what are we doing wrong? And the mistake is excluding God from the picture. Eicha begins saying, Eicha Yashva Badad, Ha'ir ha'betirim ha'isak almana. It says in Eicha that we are acting ke'almana, as though we are widows, that we are disconnected to our source. But the Talmud tells us that we must focus on the prefix ke'almana, that relationship has never been fully severed. We have the opportunity to connect. We can be menachem av. For Av explains the Sefer Tamia Minhagim also means our father. And we know the reason when it comes to a bar mitzvah, that we call this child a son of mitzvot, a bat mitzvot, is because that is a relationship that can never be severed, can never change. Menachem Av is a time in which we can take the Aleph Beis sequence and acknowledge that it's not the correct relationship, that we must do it all alone, but rather connect to our Av, connect to our Father. And when we do so, may we be all zocha to the seeing, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu, speedily in our days.